Q&AZ reporting is made possible in part with support from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at SierraNevada.com.
Through our Q&AZ reporting project, a listener asked us to explain the story behind Yuma High School's mascot. As KJZZ's Bridget Dowd reports, despite the connotations associated with their namesake, Yuma's students, staff, and alumni are proud to call themselves criminals.
The school was founded in 1909, 3 years before Arizona became a state. It started with four teachers and 12 graduating seniors. Soon after, the school moved to the abandoned Yuma Territorial Prison, where class was taught in the cell block area and assemblies were held in the prison hospital. Eric Patton works for the Yuma Union High School District. He says during those early years, Yuma's athletes beat a Phoenix football team in an upset.
And after the game, several of the Phoenix players said that the Yuma kids stole the game like a bunch of criminals. For about 2 years, that was kind of fighting words for the Yuma athletes.
A few years later, the school took a once offensive nickname and turned it into what Patton calls a badge of honor.
The community 100% embraces the nickname. And because the school's been around for so long, there's criminals all over the nation.
Patton says some criminal alums even come back to buy merchandise from the student store, appropriately named the Cell Block. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.